there. Because our Lord said it, had pleasure in unrighteousness in some way, shape, or form. There is pleasure in it, and that's all there is to it. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free, said Jesus in John 8:32. You cannot divest the truth from this process. It's impossible. It's plain and simple, but it's also high and holy. Remember a moment ago I said to you, we're going to come back to that thought. We're going to come back to that thought that is presented in the prophets. Well, here we are. Let me take you to a passage of Scripture in the New Testament that reflects it. In Philippians 3, verse 14, Paul says, I press on toward the goal unto the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Some versions read that the upward call. I love this passage in the older versions because he calls it the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And so it is portrayed, everywhere it is portrayed, as a high calling. Not a low calling, not a base calling, not a worldly calling, a spiritual and high calling. Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 1:9, he saved us and he called us with a holy calling. Make no mistake about it. It is totally impossible for us to be consistent with the gospel of Christ while we live some sort of ungodly lifestyle. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, Paul spoke to a Corinthian congregation that was mixed up on this count. He had to tell them, chapter 5, verse 9, I wrote to you in my epistle not to keep company with sexually immoral people. Yet I certainly did not mean with the sexually immoral people of this world, or with the covetous or extortioners or idolaters, since then you would need to go out of the world. You had to work with those people every day, don't you? Sometimes we hear the vulgar, foul language of people, and we just want to go away, as Jeremiah said, off to some place in the wilderness to get away from them. But you can't. We got to remain here, and we got to be a part of society and be a good part of society that reflects upon the church and the Lord and does what is right and hopefully makes an impression upon others that is good and valid. Since then, you would need to go out of the world. Don't do it. Then he says, but now I've written to you not to keep company with anyone named a brother who is sexually immoral, covetous, an idolater, and a reviler, a drunkard, or an extortioner. Not even to eat with such a person. For what have I to do with judging those also who are outside? Do you not judge those who are inside? For those who are outside, God judges. Therefore, put away from yourselves the evil person. So he says to them, essentially, that they must withdraw themselves as a church and as a people and as a body of Christ from those who live an unholy life, inconsistent with the calling that is the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. In Hebrews 3:1, Paul says, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. There it is. Holy brethren. Heavenly calling. That's why there's not much appeal to many people in God's call, because the Bible says in Isaiah 35, verse 8, it is to be a way of holiness, and the unclean shall not pass over it. How true that is. It's high and holy. But let me say also to you, and let me say this finally to you. The calling of God will end in glory. That is a word that has always mystified me, although I've done studies in the word. There's not much that I have been able to ascertain. The old Hebrew word, kavod, is the word that means heaviness. But it's also translated glory when it's referred to God. And people have used that kind of language. I've heard people say, especially the hippies back in the years, would say, man, that's heavy. That's heavy. And that's what it means. That's exactly what it means. It's heavy, and it is. And that's the core of it. But again, I don't know that I can ascertain all that much about it other than that. But the Bible uses this term incessantly. in so many different places. 2 Thessalonians 2:14, he called you through our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ultimately, God calls us then to glory. Paul says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed to us. Romans 8, verse 18. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they also may obtain the salvation which in Christ Jesus is with eternal glory. 2 Timothy 2:10. And so simply put, if you fail to answer this call of which we speak this morning, you will miss the glory. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, said Jesus, as he depicts this scene in the final time, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. That's the glory. And these shall go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. That's the glory. Is there someone here this morning who would put glory on their calendar? It will end in glory. That's where it ends. But you must answer the call. Is there someone here who has not yet answered the call and is willing to do so? It starts with, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Won't you be saved while we stand, while we sing?